and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the air brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it.
That one's, what was that, a senator?
Yeah.
I'll never
get tired of that. Yeah. Well, no matter what he does, Facebook will always be Facebook, even with this latest change. So, you know, Facebook, Zuckerberg changed the company name to Meta. So, no, it's no longer Facebook, whatever it was. Now it's Meta. And now the company is changing things again. The news feed, quote unquote, will now just be the feed. That's right. Go check out
the feed.
See what's on the feed.
Here comes the feed.
What are you doing, Zuckerberg? All right, you can't polish this turd anymore, okay? It's too far gone. I don't think his public image will ever get any better unless he saves like 100 orphans from a burning building. It's not going to change.
Didn't he just lose like a $1 trillion in something?
He took a big hit.
Somewhere. I didn't really read into it. But, dude, here's another thing. Why can't it just be by Meta? I always thought it just sounded better. Facebook, by Meta. Oculus, by Meta. Instagram, by Meta.
Yeah, but would it make a difference at this point, Hunter? I guess that's where I'm at. It's like, look, we know what you are. We know what it's all about. Right. I don't think you changing the names of things is going to fix it, you know?
It's like my ex-girlfriend. Even if she dyes her hair brown, she's still a bitch. You know?
Exactly.
Have a good analogy, right?
It's exactly the same. Just spot on. Exactly the same. So, look, I get it. It's a company. They're pivoting. Pivot. But we all know. We all know what it is. So, Zuckerberg, just go back to eating your bugs or whatever you lizard people do and stay in your dark, warm room and just leave us alone, okay? Yeah. That's it.
Please.
We know what you are. She's still
quit
a bitch.
Your hair, right?
Quit dying your hair. Yeah, that's funny, dude. Lastly, this cracks me up. So, according to a new study from Washington State University, people prefer interacting with female robots in hotels. Researchers found that people seem to still have some gender stereotypes in service roles and feel more comfortable when they're being cared for by machines with female traits. So, the female
robot. Does that robot have a penis?
I don't want
it. Because if it does, I don't want it.
Don't bring me towels if you got a donger. A female robot named Sarah received the most positive rating with the study subjects than her coworker, a male service robot named Alex.
Ugh. This is ridiculous.
Why are we.
Appreciate the technology at hand, ladies and gentlemen. You always got to look into things.
That's a really good point, Hunter. Instead of just going, whoa, I have a robot bringing me mints and little bars of soap and the fresh towels I asked for. Instead, we're like, well, hold on a sec. Wait. Is that a dude robot? Get out of here. Where's the female robot, huh?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
When you get somebody something really, really nice and you're really excited for them to see it, and then they see it and they're like,
well, that's not that cool. Yes, it is.
What are you
talking
about?
It's a robot made. This robot is bringing us stuff. Like, this is crazy.
Doing your chores.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure it'll get better, but also, too, I'm surprised that we're even going. Don't you think they just make them, like, asexual, right? Wouldn't that be the term for it? Don't make it a gender. Just make it a robot, like a non-gender formed thing.
You know? With a robot voice.
Yeah.
You know, beep, beep, beep.
Meep, bap, bleep, blorp. You know, stuff like that. So, do you prefer one or the other? Like, if you had to pick a male or female robot.
I didn't know I had a choice. First of all, I don't think I should have a choice. But if I had to pick, it'd probably be, I guess, a female robot, I guess.
See, now for me, I think a female robot would get me in trouble, all right? Because you know what I'm going to do
with that
female robot, okay? All right, but a male robot, it'd be like a dude. It'd be like an extra buddy, right? You got a new bro. It's a brobot.
Fishing,
dude. There's an idea. Brobot 2000. All right, he's the perfect bro. The brobot 2000.
He's like a Pauly D robot, dude. You know, he DJs.
He's always ready to party. He's the perfect wingman, all right?
He'll chest bump you at any given situation. You know?
He'll always root for your team. He'll always take your side.
The brobot.
Think about a brobot in beer pong, all right? He's never going to miss. Yeah. He's never going to miss. Oh, dude, I'm on something, man.
You know who my golf partner is? The Brobot 2000.
He's got booze. He's got like a little container that keeps nice booze nice and cold.
Oh, yeah.
does the perfect fist pump in the club.
Be like the ultimate wingman.
The ultimate Brobot 2000. Yeah. Oh man, we're on to something. That's patent pending. That's from Brock and Hunter. Patent pending. Brobot 2000. So anyway. All right. So what do we got? We got Lizard Man Zuckerberg trying to make people not think that he's a lizard man, and the Brobot 2000 coming to Walmart in 2022. It's great. All right, that's your morning dump by the brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.